It is Friday night. Welcome into the fastest 2 hours in radio at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker Campbell. And before we get underway tonight, we would love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can always email the show at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. And I tell you what, we have got a very special show coming your way over the next 2 hours. It has been a very big week at our network and, of course, in the NBA. Kobe Bryant's announcement of his retirement. And earlier this week, I was in Dallas. I had the distinct pleasure to visit with the legendary basketball coach who's been associated with 7 NBA teams over a 37-year period, one of the most respected coaches and teachers in the game of basketball. That, of course, is Del Harris, and he had the opportunity to coach Kobe Bryant. Let's listen in to our exclusive interview with the great Del Harris. Welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker Campbell, and we pride ourselves on delivering the biggest and the very best in sports. And tonight we have secured a very special interview. He is a basketball Hall of Famer, 50 years in coaching, 37 in the NBA in various capacities. He was the head coach of the Houston Rockets, the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Los Angeles Lakers. In fact, a little did you know, he was the NBA Coach of the Year in 1995 with the Lakers. He is currently the vice president with the Texas Legends. Of course, that is the Dallas Mavericks D-League affiliate. And Del Harris is a prolific author, and it's his first time on the show. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Elissa.
It's good to have you with us. Thank
you. Well, it's nice to be here. Thank you. The situation right now is pretty current, is that I was Kobe's first coach, and of course this is the Kobe week.
Absolutely.
But in any event, it's going to be a kind of a remembered event. In any event, Kobe's last year, so he's the last player still playing that I coached as a head coach. Now there's, of course, Dirk and, you know, a lot of Mavericks and such that are still playing my years here, but in Dallas. But in any event, it's kind of a sad thing to see Kobe, ended here, but what a wonderful career he's had.
Well, you're right. The farewell tour begins, and I wanted to start off our conversation with some NBA news and notes before we relive some of your amazing memories, because what was your reaction when you heard the news? Here is someone that has had such a celebrated career, 20 years in the NBA, 5 NBA championships. He's going to finish 3rd all-time in NBA scoring, and as you said, you coached him his rookie year. What was your reaction when you heard the news?
Well, it was coming, and I was hoping that he would do it this year, because he's just not himself after having the Achilles injury. He was 35, I guess, at the time that the Achilles went, and that's a devastating injury for someone that's past his 20s. And he was averaging at the time that he hurt that. It was in April, the end of the season back in 13, I guess it was. That month, he had been averaging 30 points and over 7 assists and over 7 rebounds. So he was on top of his game at that point. And it's sad to see him now, because he still has the same heart and the same mind, but he didn't have the same Achilles, and it makes it tough.
Were you surprised at the timing of the announcement? Because here we are in the month of December now, a fourth of the way through the NBA season. You know, I'm surprised that he didn't say it or announce it at the start of the year.
I think, knowing how competitive he is, that he probably thought he would be able to do better than that Achilles is allowing him to do. Because, as I said, everything else is still in place in Kobe. But I think when he saw this road trip coming up and starting in Philadelphia, right, which is his home, that instead of being bombarded with, is this your last year, blah, 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 and having to kind of tap dance around it, I think that the timing probably was good. Ideally, it would have been at the beginning or the end, but I think he just got into this and found out that he wasn't going to be able to continue on.
You know, Dale, you've coached in the NBA for 37 years in various capacities. Have you ever been around a player with such an obsessive, competitive spirit? I think back to the 2008 Olympics and Jason Kidd. His response to his teammate was that every day at practice, it was like game seven. He wanted to prove that he was the best player in the world.
Yes, I would say that he represents a 10 on that scale, along with Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, and a few others. But on the other hand, I have been associated with some really strong people as well. And right here in Dallas, Dirk is right up there. I mean, it's hard to say that anybody has done any more in terms of work ethic than Dirk, and then Steve Nash that we had here and that I coached with when he was 20 years old himself with the national team of Canada for the World Championships in Toronto in 94, and Sidney Moncrief that played for me, Moses Malone. I've been fortunate enough to have coached with five of the top nine scorers in the history of the game at this particular point. And to be that good, you have to have that work ethic. You can't be good enough talent-wise to do those things if you don't have the work ethic. So my hat's off to him, but also to, and I coach Magic Johnson.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
So he's not one of those scorers because his game was, you know, assists as well as scoring when he needed to, but and he had that. So,
you know, we think of Michael Jordan, the all-time greatest. Where do you see Kobe Bryant now as he gets ready to finish out and close that door? Is he the closest to Michael Jordan in your mind?
Well, there are a number that are right behind Michael, but I'd have to say that Michael still reigns as number one. And beyond that, I would put some of the guys that I've noted here as, and of course, Oscar and Jerry West and Kareem and Wilt. And it's just, once you get past Michael, the rest are just, Larry Bird, did I mention him?
Oh, so, yeah. Absolutely. What was that first impression like when you had an opportunity, as you said, you know, to coach him that rookie season? I mean, did you have the belief that he would one day become one of the all-time greats? I mean, he's really special, and here you were, his first coach in the NBA, and he was so tender in age, only 18 years old and right out of high school.
And just barely 18, actually, and only weighed about 75 pounds. And he was so competitive at that point and focused that it was obvious to see that he was going to be a great player. But I don't think anybody could tell at age 18 or 19 any more than they could with Michael Jordan, who wasn't drafted first, and Kobe wasn't either, that they would become what they would be. I mean, it's, you just don't know that. When you talk about that kind of greatness, surely people will say, oh, I knew it. Well, fine, but that's not been my experience. I've not been that good at evaluating talent, but I knew he's going to be a great one.
Where do you think that competitive spirit came from, Kobe? You have to wonder the influence of his father, Joe Jelly Bean Bryant.
Well, I coached Jelly Bean also, and Jelly was not as competitive and didn't have quite the work ethic that Kobe did. Jelly, as his nickname might indicate, was more like Shaq. You know, he loved playing, but he also loved life, and he's a good guy. I'm not trying to knock him. I know he doesn't think that he's as good as Kobe, but Kobe, I'd have to say the parents helped, no doubt, obviously. But I think as much as anything, he's if you can be self-made, he's that, you know, as close as you can be to it.
The conversation continues here in just a moment with the legendary basketball coach, Del Harris, right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.